The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, following up on this theme, and it's not an uplifting, encouraging theme, but it's something we need to talk about because it's coming to all of our communities. I have a friend down in Somerset, Kentucky. And you think Somerset, Kentucky, conservative, redneck territory, Somerset, Kentucky. Well, Somerset, Kentucky is going to host their first Chili Out and Pride Festival on October 5th. And the editor of the major newspaper there in Somerset has released an editorial expressing the official position of the city newspaper. The headline, Jeff Neal is the editor of the Commonwealth Journal. The headline, festival, listen carefully. Headline, festival isn't about sexual preference. It's about unity. And he begins to write, we have a group of exciting young leaders in our community who talk a lot about growth. Well, when a community grows, it also becomes more diverse. So, if you long for growth and celebrate progress, see, this is always couched in, we're making progress. The farthest liberal leftists in America called themselves progressives. They're part of a progressive movement. No, they don't want to progress, they want to regress. But, okay, so anyway, he says, so if you long for growth and celebrate progress, it certainly stands to reason that a community should take pride in its diversity as well. On October 5th, the Judicial Center Plaza will be the site of the Chili Out and Proud Festival. It's not so different from other community events that makes our downtown area so special. Only this event is the first one ever inspired by Pulaski County's LGBTQ demographic and their friends. Listen, it's not so different from other community events. Okay, question. Has there ever been an event in Somerset, Kentucky that surrounded sexuality? Ever. At any time. In their history, has there ever been a festival or an event in Somerset, Kentucky that is based exclusively on sexuality? And yet he says, it's not so different from other community events. It's totally different. It's absolutely different from any other event that they've ever had. But then he goes on. But it's more than a gay pride event. It's a family-friendly festival that will feature morning yoga, a chili lunch, beef and vegetarian chili, live music vendors, a local artist, paint off, and an expo featuring the Summer City Roller Derby team. There will be activities for kids too. Of course, because the purpose is to normalize the abnormal. We have to make aberrant behavior look normal. He says, I see it as an invitation by this segment of our community to the rest of us to come out and meet them. It's an opportunity for us all to get to know them. I think we will see they're not that different from you and I. They're just Pulaski Countyans who are proud of their town and proud of who they are. What's there not to like? Well, this is small town America. Without a doubt, change and progress comes slowly. Sometimes it is painfully slow. And it goes without saying that acceptance of those who don't look like us, pray like us, talk like us, or have sex like us is difficult to some people. Wait, what you just said, and I'm quoting, the festival is not about sexual preference. It's about unity. And here he admits, no, it is about sex. He continues. And this is an illustration of what you and I were talking about just a few minutes ago as well. He says, 2 decades ago, no one in the local LGBTQ community would have dared propose a festival. Even 5 years ago, it probably would not have been attempted. I dare say that not so long ago, gay and transgendered people in Somerset remained in the closet, for the most part because they feared being the target of ridicule and hate. And is Somerset ready now? I think for the most part, our little town will be accepting, even if some folks choose not to participate. And then he paints those people, you know, as the outliers, the strange, the weird. You know, if you don't participate, well, you don't believe in progress. You don't believe in unity. Yeah, okay. Okay, let me skip a couple paragraphs. He says, now again, this is the editor of the local newspaper. Let's give this group the same consideration we give other event organizers. Don't ruin their event just because you have an issue with their sexual preference or gender identity. Wait a minute. You remember what he said? The festival isn't about sexual preference. Should I repeat that? Should I read it again? The festival isn't, this is a quote, the festival isn't about sexual preference. And then he says, don't ruin this, their event, just because their event, not our event. Okay. Don't ruin their event just because you have an issue with their sexual preference or gender identity, even though that's not what it's all about at all. Quote, and if you have a problem with unity, there's something wrong with you, not the event or its organizers. In other words, if you don't agree, you are the problem, not them. You are the hate-mongering bigot, not them. If you don't agree, you are the one that is divisive, not them. And this is just so bizarre. Next to the last sentence, it's about a diverse community becoming united. And if you have a problem with unity, there's something wrong with you, not the event or its organizers. May I repeat one more time? The liberal, progressive left does not deal with facts or truth, but emotion and hysteria. And if you cannot make a point with facts and truth, you call people names. It's what you do. It's an old debating tactic. You know, I learned that back in high school. Mr. O'Neill's class in Dominguez High School in Compton, California. I learned that in Mr. O'Neill's class. A debating tactic, if you find yourself in a spot and you can't argue facts, then call them names. Jeff Neal is the editor of the Commonwealth Journal. And again, this is Somerset, Kentucky. So anybody who speaks up has already been labeled by the editor of the local newspaper as divisive, as being an enemy of unity. as being a part of the problem. Not the people that are changing the moral compass, not only of Somerset, Kentucky, but the United States. Not the people who are redefining the family and marriage for the first time in the history of civilized people. First time in the history of civilized mankind. Redefining marriage, family, gender, sexuality. They're not the problem. You are. Now that's really welcoming diversity, isn't it? That's really encouraging inclusion. Yeah. All right. We're going to leave that and move on. Got a climate change story you're going to love. Hang tight. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'll get into the climate change story here in just a second, but many of you are familiar with Think Progress. Think Progress is a uber leftist website that's been around. They actually came into existence to condemn George W. Bush. Way, way, way back when George W. Bush was president, this guy put together Think Progress to give progressive leftist ideas and to tell the truth about those evil conservative Republicans. Well, they've been around since then until Friday. They announced on Friday they are gone out of business. Back in July, they put the whole thing up for sale. Nobody wanted it. They released this statement. We are very sad to announce that after more than 2 months of searching, we have been unable to identify a new publisher for Think Progress, and we are left with no choice but to close Think Progress as an independent enterprise focused on original reporting. Yeah, well, no one would buy them. All right, and then this. This story is about some climate change warriors who are in just a little bit of a pickle. Yeah, they call themselves climate change warriors. There are 16 of them, and they chartered a Arctic tours ship called the MS Malmo, M-A-L-M-O. 16 passengers. Again, they advertise themselves as climate change warriors. Part of the purpose of the trip, the chartering of this boat from Arctic Tours, was to see the effects of melting ice and to do a documentary on the effects of climate change and the destructive melting ice in the Arctic. You're already ahead of me, aren't you? Yeah, they're stuck in the ice. They have to be rescued by helicopter because their ship, the MS Malmo, is stuck in the ice. They're about halfway between Norway and the North Pole. Quote, the ship is on Arctic tour with climate change documentary film team and tourists concerned with climate change and melting Arctic ice. All 16 climate change warriors have been evacuated by helicopter in challenging conditions, but all are safe. 7 crew members remain on board waiting for a Coast Guard ship and their assistance. Oh, you got to love it. I mean, you got to love that. Oh, boy, I'm running out of time. Boy, let me get this story in. A Dr. Mark Siegel, some of you have heard of him. He is a medical expert. He's been on almost every major TV program, CNN, Fox. Dr. Mark Siegel has written a major editorial with the headline, "Is a Dark Age Disease the New American Plague Threat?" And this shocking article is about plagues and diseases that have not been seen since the Dark Ages. Centuries have not been seen, are popping up where? The ghettos of the Philippines? No. The ghettos of Cairo, Egypt, which are some of the most filthy, dirty ghettos that I've ever seen? No. They are propping up in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, Seattle, Washington, New York City. Diseases that we have not seen prevalent for centuries are popping up in major American cities because of the way the liberal left has dealt with the homeless crisis. Here's what he begins the article by saying. Diseases are reemerging in parts of America, including Los Angeles County, that we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. One of those is typhus, a disease carried by fleas that feed on rats, which in turn feed on the garbage and sewage that is prominent in people-packed, quote, typhus zones. Although typhus can be treated with antibiotics, the challenge is to identify and treat the disease in resistant, hard-to-access populations such as the homeless or the extremely poor in developing countries. Not only that, leprosy. We are now seeing an outbreak of leprosy in the United States of America. And I'm running out of time. There's a list of other diseases as well that are breaking out in major American cities, primarily in the homeless camps. Can you imagine? We're experiencing health problems in the United States of America that are not being experienced even in many third world countries. And yet, the liberal governments of these American cities and counties have put millions and millions and millions of dollars into fighting homelessness. And every dollar spent has made the problem worse. Sad, man. It's really, really sad. Hey, it's sad that we got to go, but I hope you have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.